This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live, because we open up the phone lines, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And?
The Beakless Mountaineer.
So, tell us about yourself, Lee.
What did you like?
A little closer to the mic.
That better?
Yeah.
All right. What would you like to hear?
I don't know. I mean, you're joining us on the show. Just want to make sure that folks know who we are, what you're about.
Well, I'm just about to celebrate being here in the free state of New Hampshire for 2 years now.
Excellent.
Heading up to Fork Fest. That's when I first hit the state.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
Devoted to liberty lifelong. Self-taught on a whole lot of things. I'm a generalist and a interdisciplinary studies. What would you like to know?
That sounds great to me. Right. I did bring in some show prep for those that may wish to check up on it. Here it's from Reuters. And a news story, apparently young U.S. men are having a lot less sex in the 21st century, a study shows. So let's figure out what young is. I think I know what U.S. is. Sexual activity among young American men has declined sharply since 2000, with nearly a third reporting no sex with a partner in the prior year, according to a survey study published on Friday that suggests, that's relatively recently, suggests social media and electronic gaming might be filling the void.
Video games have gotten so good.
Well, admittedly they are. Is the social media thing putting likes on hot girls' pictures, is that what is filling the void?
Well, there's definitely an aspect of video games being the replacement for sort of the classic go down and hunt your prey kind of thing, whether it's in the job market or the sexual market.
Indeed. The survey found that from 2000 to 2018, nearly one in three U.S. men aged 18 to 24. Are you guys in that age bracket at all?
No.
Nope.
Neither one. Okay, great. I am most assuredly not. Reported no sexual activity in the past year. I didn't have personally a lot of sex between the ages of 18 and 24 either. There was a real dry period from 18 and a half to about 28 when I was in prison. Just didn't have any while I was in there. Sorry.
And what was the percentage there?
A percentage of?
Over a year without sex?
Yeah, nearly one in three U.S. men aged 18 to 24 reported no sexual activity in that time frame.
So a six-year period. My longest dry spell is like
in the past year. I'm sorry. In the past year. I was checking levels there and I wasn't looking. Lack of sexual activity or sexual inactivity was also on the rise among men and women aged 25 to 34. How about y'all? In that age bracket?
Just over.
Okay.
35 to 44?
25 to 34.
Nope, out of that age bracket.
Okay, great. Years during the survey period. Let's see. Possible reasons for the decline in sexual frequency may also include stress of juggling work and intimate relationships, as well as the prevalence of other forms of solo entertainment. There are now many more choices of things to do in the late evening than there once were, and fewer opportunities to initiate sexual activity if both partners are engrossed in social media, electronic gaming, or binge-watching, says Gene Twingay from the Department of Psychology.
Binge-watching is supposed to lead to the sexual engagement.
It's supposed to be Netflix and chill, right?
It's supposed to be. I think you guys are doing it wrong if you're just Netflixing.
Well, what I saw today in my house, and I was demoralized by it, just this brief moment. It doesn't happen very much at my house. We have this kind of rule against screen time and that kind of thing. I looked up from my phone while I was watching YouTube. I'm using two screens at once.
Of course.
I saw my wife with her big headphones on, so she can't hear much of anything going on, watching something on probably YouTube or certainly some streaming video thing. And my son engrossed in some video game with, like, I think what he's doing is building Mario Brothers screens in Minecraft.
Oh.
So each level, like 3.1 or something, I've heard him say the, like these 0.1s or whatever. Each level he builds individually in Minecraft so that you can first person go through the level and experience it as Mario.
So I will say this on behalf of your son then. Minecraft is subversively educational.
Yes.
If you didn't already know that.
Yeah.
So
I'm not delighted. I'm just not as horrified.
Okay.
Well, certainly a creative outlet.
You learn a whole bunch. They learn a whole bunch while they think they're playing games about a vast number of things. So I'm okay with, like, kids on Minecraft.
So what do you think kids are learning from Minecraft?
Well, he's learning architecture, right, and engineering, number one.
It builds amazing things, there's no doubt.
Right. That you have to collaborate with other builders if you want to, you know, or you could collaborate with other builders. You learn patience because a lot of times you have to mine, you have to actually, you know, do grunt work and mine the...
Not in this case.
So in that case, okay.
Well, there's two modes.
Okay.
There's survival mode and there's creative mode.
Okay.
Survival mode, you have to face the zombies. In creative mode, you just have everything at your disposal to build whatever you're building.
So our form of unstructured play has moved online at this point.
Yes.
Yes, and we have rules, of course. There's a certain amount of outdoor time that must be spent. It is not as long as I would like, but it does occur. It's hard right now with the COVID thing because, I mean, he just found some boys in the neighborhood, and their mom just said they can't play. And that was today, and, you know, it's harder than it was, and it's frustrating.
And making friends in the neighborhood is difficult to begin with.
Well, it's difficult to make friends in the neighborhood. It's difficult for young people to apparently have sex. Like, the world has changed dramatically. I'm not saying that, you know, all my sexual choices from 18 and a half on or to earlier than 18 and a half were particularly good choices. But, you know, I mean, I also think it says something about the world now that young people are having a lot less sex. So.
Well, I've heard that this is the most conservative generation that we've had since the 50s. So this would definitely be in line with that.
By their own choice?
Well, I think that any time that society moves very far in one direction, there's an inevitable swing back from that direction. So that might be what you're seeing here with the ascendancy of essentially the 60s movement and the sexual liberation, and that's pretty much taken over the entire government structure as well as society. So you might be seeing a swing back from the sort of free love perspective.
I've seen numbers that support what you're saying, that this is the most conservative generation in some time. I've also seen numbers that say that it's, like, as from a political standpoint, they're only marginally more more conservative than, say, the millennials. So you kind of have this conservative in lifestyle versus conservative in political thought. And as far as conservative in lifestyle goes, kids don't go out in the evening like they used to. I begged to be able to stay out past 12:30. Because I lived out in the country, 12 o'clock. 12:30 meant I had to leave my friends at 12 o'clock, and 12 o'clock seemed too early because they were all doing things and I had to go.
Yep.
And I don't think that's happening nearly as much as it used to.
Well, that was the only way you could socialize.
Right.
I mean, back in the day, you had to actually meet a person face-to-face if you wanted to have any social interaction with them.
Right.
So now, I mean, why leave the house when I can just go on Facebook?
It seems to be, you know, I guess that's what social media is. And I suspect the young people aren't actually doing Facebook. They're doing some other TikTok or whatever the heck they're doing.
And the video games, in order to play, like, multiplayer games, you have to have your own rig and setup. So, yeah. Like, the old, I'm going over to my friend's house to play video games doesn't exist. It's like, I'm going to leave my friend's house so then we can go online and play video games together.
Hmm, that's interesting. I hadn't considered that, but that absolutely has to be true.
It is.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you think about this? Is it good? Is it bad? Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you are are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It is Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. What we're talking about at this time is that apparently young men in the United States, and frankly, young women to some extent, I guess that I'm interested in finding out how it is that young men are having less sex and young women are doing okay.
Does it say young women as well? Because the headline was only young men, right?
Right. It said lack of sexual activity or sexual inactivity was also on the rise among men and women aged 25 to 34. So the young women 18 to 24 can get it, apparently.
Well, because that's the peak.
But they must be getting it from men over the age of 34?
Those are the ones that have the money to pay now.
I guess that's the answer.
Well, I'm sure part of it is the whole the movements that have been happening now to, partially demonize sex, but were aimed at avoiding sexual misconduct in the workplace and things like that. And a lot of those are more aimed at men than at women, so that's definitely a risk factor that I'm sure people are avoiding now.
I would agree 100% that that's so. Not to say that workplace sexual harassment is great, but you know there are consequences to just about everything.
Well, I mean it's a part of a better problem. I mean we really haven't figured out exactly how we're going to integrate sexuality and sexual conduct in a mixed gender workplace.
Right. I mean workplaces. Being mixed gender is a relatively new phenomenon,
really is.
What did that look like? I can tell you 20 years ago when I was in the regular workplace instead of, you know, Free Talk Live is my real job, and I work at it most of the time from my basement, and then I come here to the studio where I work with my business partner and the guest hosts, whom are by and large all male, not because we hire males, but because women just don't even want to come. And, you know,
because it's dominated by males.
What do you want to do about
lonely
that?
Lonely libertarian males.
Go to SaveThatPurse.com. There you can buy things from Amazon at up to 25%, up to 30% off of your purchases. It's SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveAtPurse.com. You sign up there, and it's a way to use cryptocurrency to save money on purchases. Let's go to Brian calling in from Missouri, listening on YouTube. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
First time caller. Been listening for years. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just think I might be able to have some input on the nice topic.
You are welcome.
I graduated high school in 2001. So you said that study was from 2000, right?
Well, no, the study is the study was from 2000 to 2018, yeah.
No, I got you. So, yeah, so I've definitely fallen in that range. And I can remember back in the days of, like, Super Nintendo and Sega and all that, like, being able to go to a friend's house and actually play on the same console and even be able to do a little bit of the online stuff then that wasn't as prevalent, you know, as it is nowadays. But I think the main thing, like with me anyway, was more of the religious aspect. My grandmother, she died of complications from cancer. She had breast cancer, and it spread to her face, and then it went away, and then it came back as double pneumonia, and she passed away right as I was going into sixth grade. And so, you know, with that whole religion thing, like I would have maybe had a chance to have some activity, like maybe once going into eighth grade.
And that would be rather early.
That didn't happen. And then the
early for the sex,
away.
Not too early to start looking.
No, it's right, not early to start looking. It's just you don't generally know what to do at that time frame.
I'll agree with that.
Right. So there was that, and then later on, like, right as I graduated high school, a neighbor of mine tried to hook me up with one of our best friends, and, like, we'd talk on the phone and stuff, but, like, nothing ever happened because I'm, like, you know, my grandmother died, And so I want to try to, you know, be as good as I can and all that kind of stuff. Or I'd be able to see her again, you know, like in heaven and all that kind of stuff. That's, so I think in that, between
yeah.
that, and that was a big guy around about 5'9", I was maybe like in the 280s. And so, you know, you've got like the girls, even the bigger girls, like always wanted like the thinner guys and stuff like that. So
that's one of the complaints that I've heard up to this point is that, how do I describe it? A woman,
as delicately as possible.
Right, I'm going to do my very best. Like, let's call, let's presume that on a scale of 1 to 10, everybody exists in sort of demographic groups, right? Like, so, you know, women who are a 2 in the 16 to 24 age group can still date up as far as men go, and they can get the 4s and 5s amongst the guys, leaving the guys who are 1s to 3s stuck.
Sure.
Without.
So and do what you can. Take care of yourself. Hit the gym. Don't be a 3.
I suppose that's there's good advice to that one. Brian, thanks for sharing with us on this one. It's, it's delicate, right?
So I will share this bit of personal information because he mentioned like the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo. For a few years, my mom thought that I may be gay because I stood some girls up to play Nintendo 64. Like I met them, you know, we were out and about, met them, got the phone number, did the phone thing, and then was supposed to have like a date. And I went, no, I'm going to play Cruising USA instead. Just didn't bother.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example of what I was talking about, where that sort of internal desire for a quest that you can, you know, win or lose depending on how you handle it. Well, you can play a video game.
I could.
And then you don't have to, you know, deal with as much emotional investment. You don't have to, you know, risk getting your feelings hurt if you get rejected. You can just find out, okay, well, I didn't beat that Cruising USA. I'll try again.
Yeah. I don't even know if I was worried about the rejection. I just went, no, you know what? I'm having too much fun right now.
and the thing is I also believe that people don't generally know what their motivations are. Right? Like, it could, all of that internal dialogue could have been going on sort of a subconscious level, or whatever the reason was you chose not to. And, like, you don't even know why you choose to do the things that you choose, I think is sort of one of the difficulties of the human condition. And, yeah, I mean, it's, I have said I'm not going out tonight, usually not with plans, but just sort of like there's always standing plans to go out with somebody somehow.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying in tonight, that kind of thing. And I'm going to do video games or whatever. And so, yeah, I guess it's happened to me too. Wouldn't complain about my sex life before I got married, and now that's largely
for
my
wife.
Well, I
wasn't complaining about a sex life because it didn't, you know, didn't exist at the time.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said during a press conference on Sunday that bars and restaurants that allow large crowds will lose their liquor licenses.
This is a time in history we've never seen before. You violate the law, you can lose your license. And you will. We're not kidding around about this.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News the city is now close to becoming a lawless state.
This could metastasize across the country. It's quite clear that City of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of law. And this is the closest I've seen since being a 20-year professional of public safety service of our country to becoming a lawless state.
This is USA Radio News. Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News that non-protesting residents are feeling threatened.
What happens to the reasonable community in Seattle, in particular the business owners that surround that area or the residents? And we're already seeing reports come out of those residents saying they're not even allowed to have a vote or a say, and they're feeling threatened. So this is a very deeply troubling situation in terms of public safety.
Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week that there should be a national ban on chokeholds, the restraint police used when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Absolutely, we should have that. That is one of the things that we should have engaged in a long time ago. Many departments around the country have already banned chokeholds, and I think a lot of other departments are increasing that now. Some departments just didn't train for chokeholds and told their officers they can only do what they've been trained for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what's on your mind. We're talking about young people, young men, and their sexual habits and how they're changing.
The authorities on those issues.
Right, as though we know a thing. Thank God we've got an article to read from Reuters. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Is that beakless?
Peakless.
Peakless Mountaineer.
It's the opposite of a bottomless pit.
Got it. Want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Regardless of where you are on the crypto knowledge continuum, Bitcoin.com has something for you. If you know nothing, they've got the Getting Started tabs right there at Bitcoin.com. Find out about it. You can procure some Bitcoin Cash. You can get a wallet that contain your Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can do what you need to do right there. If you know a great deal, you should go to news.bitcoin.com and check out the news stories there. They've got the real journalists writing real stories at news.bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com has been a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. So there you go, news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Robert, calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, sir, hello. I just wanted to say that, you know, when I was a young man, my mom, just to give you a little bit of an idea of the parents, my mom was Catholic. She was half Roman, half Italian Swiss. My father was Jewish, three quarters Ashkenazi Jew from Heidelberg, Germany, one quarter Sephardic Jew from Venice, Italy. So, of course, they had different perspectives. And when I grew up, there was only one high school that was not public, and that was a Catholic high school. So I had good enough credentials to get through there. And what they tell you
Robert, before you go on, did you need to be credentialized to go to the Catholic school?
I don't think I would have made it in if I weren't at that time, because there were Catholic boys and girls in my grammar school, because I went to the last year of grammar school to eighth grade at a Catholic school. And some of the children there didn't make it in. It was in Orange County, New York, and we had like one Catholic school in Goshen, New York. And there were probably tons of Catholic kids who would like to have gone to a Catholic school, but the school only had 600 students in it, so 100 to 150 per class. And in Orange County, there were probably many, many more who would have liked to have gone. And yes, you did, absolutely. You had to, I mean, I didn't, I think everybody was Catholic who went there. Yes, I believe so.
Or at least claim to be to get it.
Please go ahead with your story then.
Okay, so anyhow, so my mom, you know, first of all, it's the school. The school, they gave us the impression, they gave the boys the impression, at least I got the impression, that they kind of indicated that, you know, be careful of girls because, you know, if God forbid that you should get one of them pregnant because you can be paying for them and kids, like, for the rest of your life.
That's
and
a reality.
I found out from excuse me?
That's a reality.
Okay. And then for the girls, I found out from a girl actually who went to a Catholic school in Berlin, Germany. She told me, the girls didn't tell me what they were telling her at our high school. The girls, I didn't have that good of a connection to the girls so that they would tell me what the secrets were and what the nuns were telling them. But anyhow, I found out from this girl in Berlin. She told me that the Catholic Church, she went to Catholic school too, and she told me that the nuns were telling the girls there that, watch out for the boys because they're basically only interested in sex. So that wasn't, you know, so I personally was a very conservative kind of a guy. I was very careful with my money. I had a business that I started at the age of 11, a lawn mowing service, and had other boys helping me do the lawn. So I made a fair amount of money. I invested in the stock exchange already, New York Stock Exchange, myself. And then, of course, later they changed the New York State Gift to Minors Act so that I had to have a custodian. So my mom and my grandparents and my maternal grandfather were my custodians, so they kind of rubber stamped all my decisions. And in any case, so I had a fair amount of money, and I certainly didn't want to divide it up with anybody else who I maybe wouldn't even have gotten along with. I don't know. So I was really, really careful with that. So in any case, I got this, this book is called The Front Runner. It was about the gay lifestyle and stuff like that. So I when I was visiting my father's house, my grandmother, I took it down with me. My grandmother, she was the one who was half Sephardic Jew and half Ashkenazi Jew, and she was always, you know, she didn't have any, she was always interested in what I was doing, and she gave me all kinds of advice and stuff like that. So she took a look at the book and discovered what it was, and she gave me a lecture about that. With my mom, when I went to a disco, a young fellow, she said to me, she kind of indicated me, now if you come home with a boy, it's okay. So anyhow, my great uncle, he heard that, and he says, and I heard through the door after I left, he chided her for telling him, and he said to me, what's the matter with you? You saying something like that to him? And then I heard through the door of my mom's bedroom, which my stepfather was talking to her, she asked my stepfather, what do you think about, you know, being gay? And he said, I don't think it's a very good idea. Although,
I don't think it's a very good idea.
So, but you know, my stepfather, he went to medical school in Germany and then went to Austria and had a best friend down in Austria, and they went to Berlin on a motorcycle to get together on motorcycles together to Berlin during the 1930s, early 1930s, and Berlin was known for gay bars and that kind of a thing. And my stepfather,
I think it still is.
I got the idea that maybe he had been gay in his earlier years. My mom did too. My mom's a clinical psychologist, so she kind of knew her way around about how to figure those kinds of things out.
And then he was cured at some point during his life.
No, he suppressed it 100%.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's, you know, and
it's a long time ago,
lifestyles
were different.
Probably smarter back then, safer to suppress it, as bad as that sounds.
Yeah, as long as you don't end up suicided yourself.
Right.
But in any case,
So when did it happen, Robert? When did it happen?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
When did it happen?
What happened?
Yeah, did you?
Well, what I did is I actually ended up not getting married, like for being, you know, kind of suspicious. Among, I mean, I had a lot of friends who got married. Okay, one of them, his wife attacked him with every time he fell asleep, his wife would attack him with a hanger, so he couldn't even fall asleep at at their house anymore. And another friend, he married a woman who was Ukrainian, and her father was Ukrainian, and she I went to visit him out in California to see how he was doing. So we went out for a ride together in his car, in his Porsche, and she felt neglected, so she got in her car. Somehow she found us in California on the street someplace. I don't know how she found us, and we were riding in, and she rammed at the back of his Porsche with her Pontiac. She was so mad at him for leaving her alone and neglecting her. So I figured to myself, oh, my God, is this the way it is? And my own parents, they were fighting all the time, most of the time, too. It was like cats and dogs. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, there were knockdown, drag-out fights between my mom and my father. So I figured to myself, man, oh, man, I better be careful, real careful. Because once you sign that contract, I mean, and have kids.
Well, that's the God's honest truth. I mean, but we're kind of – it's kind of about sex here as opposed to marriage. And I think that those –
Well, that's a really big concern there. So, yeah. I mean, one of the things that lets you safely have sex is by having a very – stable relationship with someone. And I mean, we're not really getting a lot of examples of stable, healthy, functional marriages that don't end in a divorce. So when you don't really have that as an example, a lot of people are like, well, it's too risky, whether it's a monetary risk or getting hit with a hanger or whatever it is.
I can see why this would make it so you didn't want to get married.
Well, yeah.
Did you ever get married, Robert?
No, I'm still queer. I'd like to have kids, and I'd like to have a family. You know, I'm responsible for my home life and my outside life. And men are good. They say in German that men are good foreign ministers, but not very good interior ministers. And maybe with women, it's the other way around. I really don't know because I'm not a woman, so I don't know. But in any case, my home life is a disaster. I mean, you should see it. It looks like a disaster. Hit it, as my maternal grandmother used to say about my room. So you know, but on the other hand, I figured to myself, better safe than sorry. You know, I mean, at least I don't have to come home to a place where I can't even sleep. If I close my eyes, I get attacked or something like that. you know what I mean?
Vet the woman before you bring her to your house and invite her to stay there, man.
Yep.
Or go to hers. That's also safe.
thanks for the call.
There are no vetting. There are no movies about vetting women before you get together with them permanently.
Well, it's really good advice. I must say that it. Things can go very poorly, and if you aren't as in tune with interpersonal relationships as some, then you can pick badly. And picking badly is, well, it's the most important decision of your life, so therefore picking badly is really bad. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We'll go on with the study on young people and sex. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're talking about young people, young men, and their sexual activity.
I remember those days.
I don't feel that old, but perhaps I am, according to these numbers. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. These are some events that are going on July 18th and 19th. Obviously related events. And like the list of people that are going to be there speaking is just really, really long. And this is just a partial list that I have here in front of me. I will be emceeing Crypto Vegas. You can, the two websites are anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. There's probably a link in between them, but I never found it. Either way, they're cheap. $20 and 20 cents to go to both of these conventions. So $40 and 40 cents for them. Every day, plus there's VIP tickets and all that stuff. You can use code FTL to get 10% off that said VIP ticket. Not the $20.20, because what do you want? I mean, it's a conference. You're going to $20.20, you're practically walking in for free. Again, please come join us July 18th and 19th for Crypto Vegas and on Anarcho Vegas 2020. Back to the story, guys, from Reuters. By analyzing biennial survey data between 2000 and 2018, meaning every other year they did a study between 2000 and 2018, from nearly 10,000 men and women aged 18 to 44, researchers found that 16.5% of respondents in total, both genders, reported... or sexes, whatever I'm supposed to say there, I don't know, reported less sexual activity from 2016 to 2018 versus 9.5% in 2000 to 2002, mostly among unmarried heterosexual men. So, just as you presumed, gay guys can get it, because gay guys want to have sex with gay guys, and gay guys have the sex drive that gay guys do, right? Which is probably the same as a heterosexual man's sex drive, but it doesn't have the inhibitions that perhaps women do, because gay guys don't get pregnant. And let's see. And
at least back then they didn't. Who knows now?
Who knows now, right? And, of course, young women, I don't have difficulty finding a sexual partner if they want it. I have used this analogy many times in my life, that if I and a attractive woman go knocking on doors on a given street asking for sex, it within five doors, she will be on her back, and I will be in jail. And that's the reality of just being male or female.
So one thing I wanted to add about, you talked about how the different like levels of attractiveness and what you can get vary on male to female. So one of the interesting things is that over a large study, the majority of women will consider 80% of men to be less than average of attractiveness.
Really?
Yeah, 80% are less than average attractiveness.
That's obviously statistically impossible.
Yes, it is, but that is the perspective. Whereas,
so is that just by a picture?
Yeah, they would show them picture after picture after picture, and overall they'd end up with 80% of them being considered less than average attractiveness.
So I think that that's kind of a...
Because Hollywood is average.
Right.
Well, that might be true, and these are some of the difficult... I think that for women... that attractiveness goes up as they find... So what they did, I've also found with women is that men can be more attractive based on what they're doing in a given picture or video.
That's very true.
So if they're vacuuming, perhaps they're more attractive or less attractive. I'm not entirely sure.
That one, it pretty much is what you would expect from a cliche. If it's more outdoor activity, mowing the lawn, fixing the car, traditionally masculine roles,
shopping,
they tend to find
wood.
Them more attractive than if they are washing the dishes, vacuuming, things like that.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that at all. So it's the activity that a guy does can raise his attractiveness, probably making those 30% of guys, bringing them up to the, men are human doings as opposed to human beings by our modern society. So
guys, now you know what pictures to put on your dating profile, right? Get out there with your shirt off and do something manly.
Perhaps. I don't know, your shirt off.
Well, I mean, part of it's just a deep-based survival instinct of you want men out on the perimeter, so if something comes along that wants to eat you, they're there first, because they can throw things better.
So I, back when I had a dating profile, this is a long time ago, these are the days of hotornot.com. I don't even know if this website is still on the internet, but it's a long time ago. I had two pictures, and they were, one was sort of a normal picture, T-shirt and shorts and a ball cap, and another one was me at a party after work with a balloon in my hand. After work, meaning I had an Oxford shirt, a pressed Oxford shirt on, and a pair of slacks. So what I think, and one of them did significantly better than the other. I got up to a 9.3. This is a rating on a scale of 1 to 10 on Hot or Not based on this one with the Oxford shirt and the balloon. The other one sat in the mid-8s,
That's and still pretty high, man. Congratulations.
Wasn't too bad, right?
For Hot or Not, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been off the dating market a long time, so it does me no good.
Still, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, I'll give you props for that.
Yeah, the studies on that are crystal clear, too. Like, if you take a very unattractive man and put him in a business suit, or like you were saying...
Sharp-dressed man.
Exactly. They will rate much higher than if you take just a very, very handsome man and, put him in a McDonald's uniform.
Yeah, I would say that that's exactly the truth. And that's sort of what I had found there, was that, it changed everything. So.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with the roles that were basically expected to play as providers, whereas physical attractiveness is more important as an indicator of fertility.
And I will go on and further say that I found in the sort of bar market, like cruising the bars and that sort of thing, if I didn't go home and change, because this was the era where you were supposed to, there were certain types of shirts and stuff you were told that you were supposed to wear when you went out, but if I just went out after work and loosened my tie and unbuttoned the top button, I didn't even wear a jacket. This is Florida, and just had the press slacks that were, of course, had creases from a day's worth of work, and
did
the press shirt.
A collar too?
No, I did not pop a collar. No way. It's not that long ago. And then the shirt would, of course, have creases from a day at work. But this was a guy who went out directly after work, and it was obvious that's what happened. This is a guy who works in this attire, and that would make a big difference as far as dating went from me trying to pick out my own clothing. And I had women try to pick it out for me. I picked it out my own, you know, like these kind of things. And this isn't the easiest thing. Sometimes you got an outfit that really works, and boy, you should work that outfit that really works. But, you know, what worked for me was simply this attire of looking like I worked in a pressed shirt, because I did work in a pressed shirt. And it's like, oh, here's a guy who works. And
white
we'll
collars.
Take that.
He's got a job.
Yeah. Yep.
Basic standard met.
Let's go to Dan calling in for Virginia. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Always enjoy your show, and I'm glad you're
Thank
here.
You.
You know, I think the answer to a lot of these questions is multifaceted, and I would love to know the demographics of that survey. I live in
men and women aged 18 to 44, 10,000 of them.
Okay, and what was that, all across the country, or?
That's what it's saying.
Okay, all right. Just as a lifetime resident in Virginia Beach, Virginia, you know, if you're in that age bracket and you come to the beach in the summertime, it's amazing how women lower their standards when they're at the beach for a week. That's the best way I know how to put it.
So, like, you've done a certain level of research as a beach bum, is what you're saying? You went in there,
yes.
And you could pick them up.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was a lifelong resident of Sarasota, Florida, and if I would have been willing to go for women significantly older than myself, I suppose that would have been the case too, but, you know, we're much more of a geriatric destination.
So. Just get them to put you in their will.
A lot of women come to the beach in the wintertime, I mean in the summertime, to have a week off. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a whole different atmosphere. But from a realistic point of view, I don't know who would agree with me on this, but I think because the survey went from 2000 to 2018, is that correct?
Yep.
Every other year.
I would say that pornography online has a lot to do with that.
I'll bet you're right. I got one more question. Did you work the beach or did you work the beach bars? You know, it makes a difference.
The beach.
You work the beach itself. Interesting.
Well, I would think that aspect is people going on
vacation. That's the line I ever heard. My friend had a line and it was so simple.
Quick.
He would see a lady there by herself and say, would you like some help rubbing that suntan oil in?
It's a good line. You're right. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments, if even elections, without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.